Hi, this is Daniel Garver, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Inside Out is Toronto's LGBT International Film Festival, and it's on right now for the next 10 days with comedies, dramas, experimental films, and documentaries. Major stars and directors will be appearing at the films, and there are even free screenings. So this week, I'm looking at LGBT dramas and comedies from the U.S. and France. There's a biopic about a man who draws dresses, a comedy about a man who is drawn to dresses, and another one about a grandma who fought for the right to wear pants. Grandma, written and directed by Paul Weitz. Elle, played by Lily Tomlin, is a radical lesbian feminist poet living in California. She's retired from her position as writer-in-residence at a UC campus and hasn't written a word since Vi, her partner of 36 years, died. Once a celebrated activist and public intellectual a la Adrienne Rich, now she's just a bitter old cuss. But just as she's unceremoniously giving her current lover the boot, there's a knock on the door. It's her granddaughter asking for help. Sage, played by Julia Garner, is a pretty young high school student with a problem, an unwanted pregnancy. She needs $600 for an abortion. But that's easier said than done because grandma's broke. So the two of them climb into her ancient jalopy and drive off to find the cash. They're generations apart. Grandma says, oh, the days of Betty Friedan and the feminine mystique. Granddaughter says, mystique like the blue-skinned villain in X-Men? So can they ever see eye to eye? Can Sage get her abortion? Will Elle come to terms with the ghosts from her past? And why is she so damned angry? Grandma is a delightful road trip comedy. It has a great script, a cute story with social conscience, and fine acting all around. This one's a lot of fun. The New Girlfriend, Une Nouvelle Amie, directed by François Ozon, based on the novel by the late Ruth Rendell. Rich Laura and middle-class Claire take a blood oath when they're just girls. They swear to be fast friends forever. Blonde, pale, and beautiful, they stay close. Claire, played by Anaïs Desmoustiers, marries clean-cut Gilles, played by Raphaël Personnaz, the star of Quai d'Orsay. While Laura chooses the more sensitive David, played by Romain Duris. But after the birth of her first child, Laura breaks their pact by dying. Claire is crushed. How can she live without her best friend? She begins to see her everywhere, across the street, just around a corner. David, meanwhile, has fallen into a deep funk. So she goes to visit him, but is shocked when she sees a woman at the house taking care of the baby. Is it Laura? No, it's David in one of Laura's dresses. I miss Claire, he explains, and it helps to comfort the baby. Just don't tell anyone, okay? Especially not my mother-in-law. Initially shocked, Claire gradually adjusts to David's cross-dressing. And to allay potential suspicions, she tells her husband she has found a new girlfriend, Virginia. Their bonds begin to grow, as do the suspicions of her husband and his mother-in-law. But are the two of them ready to meet Virginia? This is an always surprising social comedy about changes in identity, friendship, and family, as well as sexuality and gender. Saint Laurent, directed by Bertrand Bonello. Yves Saint Laurent, played by Gaspard Ulliel, is a successful fashion designer in Paris. He's slim and known for his impeccable suits and trademark black framed glasses. He launched the celebrated Mondrian dress in 1965 and turns out new haute couture collections twice a year. The operations divide into three parts. He's the creative side. He personally draws every single garment designed by hand. Behind the scenes, there's a dedicated army and white lab coats rushing to cut the cloth, drape it, stitch it, and get it onto the backs of the runway models just in time. And in the boardroom, his lover, Pierre Berger, played by Jérémy Renier, handles all the business decisions. YSL, the fashion house, is a profitable, well-oiled machine. While the streets of Paris are seething with revolution, this is the 60s, Yves is ensconced, oblivious, in his presentation rooms, dressing privileged women. Then there's his personal life. He and Pierre collect priceless tchotchkes from around the world to display in their home. Yves also collects people. He has an entourage of models and muses like Loulou de la Falaise, played by Léa Seydoux. He spends his time at Parisian discos or at his retreat in Marrakesh. But in the early 70s, things start to fall apart. He falls under the sway of an aristocratic socialite, Jacques, played by Louis Garrel, is handsome, rich, and decadent. And he never seems to work. His days are spent posing on modern furniture. His nights are filled with acid trips and gin-soaked gay orgies. Yves is infatuated with him, but the constant pill-popping is dragging him down. Can Pierre rescue Yves and turn him back into a profitable name? Or will he succumb to the lifestyle of lotus eaters like Jacques? And will Yves' audacious new collection be the talk of Paris or booed off the stage? So Saint Laurent is a captivating, challenging movie. It's way too long, 2.5 hours long. And at first glance, it seems superficial and pointless, but it's not. It's visually stunning. Every scene is perfectly composed. It's like turning the pages of a Vogue magazine. Director tries some surprising techniques, some of which work, some don't. Like there's a long business meeting conducted in French with English simultaneously interpreting over the top. Is that necessary? But there's also things like a Mondrian split screen with 9 panels. And there's an amazing sequence with a dozen miniature black and white dogs scampering down the hallway for a pet audition. Scenes like this more than make up for the jarring parts. And the acting, especially Uliel as the fragile, opaque, zen-like Yves Saint Laurent, is fantastically perverse. Grandma and the new girlfriend are both playing at Inside Out LGBT Film Fest this week. Go to insideout.ca for details. And Saint Laurent opens commercially today in Toronto. Check your local listings. I liked all three of those, but if your taste is more geared to violent post-apocalyptic road movies, I strongly recommend Mad Max Fury Road, now playing. Don't miss it. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.